This is the Marketing Development Podcast, brought to you by the Marketing Development Academy, the online community designed to help you develop your marketing business, skills, and career by exploring the world of marketing and entrepreneurship. Here is your host, Pete Everett.
Welcome to this episode of the Marketing Development Podcast. My name is Pete Everett, and today I want to talk to you about an awesome event that Lee Jackson delivered last week, Agency Transformation Live 2020, that despite global pandemics and coronavirus and travel restrictions and all of that, he managed to pull it together as a virtual online event, and frankly, it was ruddy awesome. So I wanted to give a few minutes just to offer my reflections on the event. And basically these fall into two camps. So the first is how the event actually worked practically in a virtual setting, because Lee managed to take what was his physical event from last year and basically the infrastructure that he was looking to repeat and move all of that online. So a little bit of a reflection on that. And then secondly, to look at the themes that came up from the content that the speakers delivered. So firstly, how the event actually worked virtually. Well, Lee, I've got to say, he actually set a brand new bar when it came to virtual events. And this basically came down to the platform that he'd spent so long and put so much effort into developing. Lee does run a business called Event Engine, so he does have a bit of an inside knowledge, I suppose, into how these platforms should work. But this wasn't just a series of Zoom calls or even like a webinar. This was a complete immersible experience that was put together for all of the delegates. And considering Lee had, 7 or 8 weeks to turn this around, the technology that he'd put in place, the agreements with hosting providers, making sure there was enough bandwidth, making sure servers weren't going to fall over, all of the stuff that could go wrong. And, you know, you could look at it and say, okay, he's put this together quickly and we don't blame him for it. Nothing went wrong. It was seamless. And it was just brilliant. So to sort of explain this, Lee managed to put together a platform that kind of mimicked the setup you would have at a virtual event. So, you know, when you signed into the platform, which you got an email a few days before, you got to sign in, create your account, you could create your bio, put your picture in there, all that kind of stuff, a bit like your name badge. Then when you logged in, you were in the virtual lobby. And in the lobby, everybody's cameras were active. So you could chat, you could see people, you could interact. There was a little chat role next to it. From that chat role, you could then go and have private conversations. Lee had set up functionality so that you could put in meeting rooms, so that if you wanted to have a chat with people privately, you could just spool up a meeting room and share the link with them. And just the two or three of you, anybody with that link, could get in into those rooms and have private discussions, and then just close them down at the end. Then there was tables. So Lee had pre-assigned, I didn't count, I think there's about 12 or 13 people on my table, but basically assigned people into tables. Now, you could, of course, access your own table, but you were free to go and visit other tables, so to go and see what was happening. And again, there was the same live video feed in there, of course, only for the people at your table this time, and a dedicated chat role to that table. But yeah, and you could drop in and visit. And then there was the main stage, if you like, which were different panels for days 1 and 2 and 3, depending on which ticket that you'd bought. So when you went into day 1, you had the main stage, I suppose, the main stream. And that stream contained a mixture of both live and recorded material. So understandably, because of time constraints and time differences around the world and people's varying internet connections and all of that kind of thing, Lee had asked all the speakers, which included myself, to provide their talks as recorded videos. So they were streamed as you know, as pre-records, essentially. But then there was a live feed that linked them all together. And I was delighted to be asked to be one of Lee's co-hosts, along with Tristan Griffiths. And so between Lee and Tristan and I, we kind of bounced around a little bit and linked things together. Lee also then did ask, where there was time in the schedule, he did ask the speakers to be live on after their video so he could do a live Q&A with them. Now, whilst that, you know, sort of the idea of pre-recorded videos might sound a bit like, you know, it takes away from the live experience, what it actually meant was the majority of speakers turned up anyway whilst their talk was on, and they were active in the chat role. So they were interacting with people there and then about topics that were being discussed at the time. And in many respects, that brought a more kind of workshop feel to it. You could ask questions directly to the speaker while the talk is still going on. That's something you can't do at a live event, and get that one-to-one feedback back. So it sort of made you feel like every seat was on the front row. And it just worked. It just worked brilliantly. And there was a stream for each morning and afternoon for the 2 days, and then the third day was a mastermind day, which Lee did deliver slightly differently because of the interactive nature of it. The other thing Lee did, and this is kind of my final point on the tech setup, was that he'd set it up so that once a talk happened, it was automatically available on demand. Now, that didn't include the live sort of links and that kind of thing, but the Q&As. But the talks themselves were live instantly after a talk had finished. So where you had people from different parts of the world logging in, either getting up ridiculously early or going to bed ridiculously late, it did mean that they could catch up on things that they'd missed instantaneously, and they didn't have to wait, you know, a few days for a release to happen. So virtually, it was by far, but I mean by a country flipping mile, the best virtual event I have ever seen. And the buzz that happened on social media after it, and being part of the co-hosting team, I was sort of tagged in a lot of this, so I managed to keep tabs on what was happening. That was basically the general consensus. Lee used the hashtag 80Live2020 for all social media and asked people to use that hashtag in their own social media. So if you want to check it out, go and look at Twitter, go and look at Facebook, Instagram, those kind of places. Hashtag 80Live2020, and you'll see all of the posts that the delegates put up. It was phenomenal. So the second thing I wanted to mention was the themes that came up from the content that the speakers spoke about. Now, of course, Lee has had a great selection of speakers once again this year. I was delighted to be asked back for a second time. Every speaker was allocated a theme based in one of Lee's pillars of transformation. Now, Lee's written a book about these pillars, so I'm not going to tell you what they are. When Lee's book comes out, there's been an issue with the print due to coronavirus, etc. So when the book is available for print, I'll have Lee on the podcast again, or we'll do a live in the Facebook group or something, and we'll let you know when that book is available and how you can get it. But that talks through all of the pillars of transformation. The speakers, however, like with many events like this, because the speakers are plugged into their role in sort of business development or digital agencies or whatever it might be, there are sort of common themes that come up. And this year, those themes that weren't really written in, they just sort of happened to emerge, were themes around well-being and mental health. And there were some awesome talks from Matt Davies from Funnel Packs, Samantha Hearn. I'm gonna miss people out if I start naming names, so I apologize if I miss anybody out. But yeah, there were some absolutely inspirational talks around mental health and well-being. Multiple streams of income. Mike Killen kicked off one of the days with his talk around basically developing multiple streams of income and the values that you can charge for that. And I want to speak to Mike about that again, because it was such a valuable piece of content that he produced there. And he did it in... Mike's a brilliant guy anyway. I connect with Mike personally. And he has such a matter-of-fact way of putting things out there that he really does break it down into such actionable steps. It was. I got so much out of it, and just as from his talk alone, his talk was one of my highlights. But yeah, developing multiple streams of income, and there were others that talked around those subjects too. Dave Foy talked about productizing, and we also had Tiago from Dear Designer on there, and Michael Strong, who develops WASP platforms, website as a service platforms. So there's a whole different discussion about productizing and using those products as multiple streams of income. Another stream of income that was talked about that I told you I'd forget people. Another stream of income, Dave Foy was on talking about how agencies can use courses in order to educate their clients, to teach the tech, and to develop a stream of income that helps with your own sales. So you're essentially getting paid to generate leads to then sell through your agency. And that was another talk. He came straight after Mike, actually, and the two of them put together, that was seriously valuable sort of hour and a half of your life. And if those replays do come up, I will seriously try and get permission to put those on the podcast or in the Facebook group. So after productizing, there was then discussions around the themes of pivoting, scaling, and growth. And I've grouped those together because some talks were about actually pivoting your business or scaling your business. But once again, Paul Lacey turned up and did an absolutely phenomenal job talking about the differences between scale and growth and how, as an agency, you need to understand that difference. Because if you don't get it right, and if you don't have your mindset in the right place or your goals in the right place, and you start to get things a little bit confused, you can become a slave to a business that you've scaled, where actually what you wanted to do was grow. And he also finished it with an awesome poem from his mother-in-law that was mind-blowing. It was through a virtual event where we were all sat in different places around the globe, you could hear a pin drop. It was something else. And then the final theme was the delivery of value. My talk fell into this, but there were other speakers as well that talked about this and about how actually focusing on the value that you deliver is good for your business and is good for it's good for your own sales process as well. It's good for your own mental health. It kind of ties a few of these things together. So focusing on value rather than on pure sales, for example, and the quality of the delivery and how you can find opportunities by over-delivering on value, making sure that you under-promise but over-deliver, all of that kind of stuff. That's where the delivery of value side of things fit in. And when you put all of that together, Considering this was an event for agencies in a global pandemic with a very unstable economy at the moment, there was so many opportunities for people to think about how they can change their business, how they can, I'm trying not to use the word pivot because I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but how many opportunities were available to serve clients, to produce new products, to produce multiple streams of income, to stay true to themselves and to give themselves a better quality of life at the same time. It was absolutely phenomenal. And I don't know, as a speaker going into these things, I always go in with a little bit of an open mind, because obviously I've had a sneak peek into my little section of this event. I don't know how my talk's going to go down, of course, but I've had that little insight. I've been through some of the planning discussions. I know where my talk fits into a bigger picture. But you go in with an open mind, because all of those briefs are open to interpretation by every speaker that has put together a presentation, recorded a video, they're doing it live on stage, however it's going to be done. And I'm always, always blown away by the value that I get out of these things when I've actually gone in as part of the team. So Lee, firstly, I just want to thank you, mate. You've done an absolutely phenomenal and stoic job, and you deserve a good old rest. But you also deserve all the praise for this, because you have done, it has been legendary, and I'm sure for many people that attended, it will be a life-changing moment. And we'll be hearing stories about people that attended ATL Live 2020 online from the comfort of their own home, but how even just through a computer screen, they've learned something that has developed their business or their life and improved themselves in various ways. The final thing to say is that next year's event is penciled in for the 7th and 8th of May 2021. Lee is planning on it being a physical event rather than a virtual one, and he has booked Wicksteed Park in the UK. Wicksteed Park is a theme park. At the moment, those dates haven't yet been confirmed because of the global environment at the moment. Of course, event dates aren't being confirmed for future bookings. So I will make sure that I let you know as soon as tickets are available and as soon as everything's confirmed. Lee is a brilliant friend to this podcast. He's a brilliant friend to me. He's a personal friend to me. And I, you know, we'll make sure that you're fully kept up to date with all of the developments for ATL 2021. Thank you for listening. Make sure that you're in our Facebook group at peteeverett.com/group so that you can grab hold of these details as they come through. And once again, Lee, you've done something absolutely phenomenal this week. Massive, massive kudos to you. You're an absolute legend, and it's a privilege to call you my mate. Speak soon, bud. Bye.